Well, I am resolved this morning, and I trust that each and every one of you are resolved and have purpose of heart to follow the Savior. We're going to just continue with the Lord just continue in this series. We've been preaching on the last few weeks. The title is very simply this morning, Following Jesus. And it is my desire and purpose to follow Jesus because He is the only way that we are going to make heaven. It's not men's way. It's not a particular fellowship's way. It's not, definitely not my opinion, nor your ways and opinions, but it is when we can humble our heart and follow Jesus Christ. And if we follow Him today, we're just going to follow Him right on to heaven when it comes that time. Have y'all ever been lost? Has anybody here just really been lost? I remember a time, and I guess this is revisiting, because I believe I shared this little incident a few years ago. But quite a number of years ago, my niece, Nicole, and Renelle came into the airport in Nairobi, so I went from the orphanage to pick them up. And when we left, and I'd been to the orphanage lots of times, and so they were in my care. You know, that some would say that was precious cargo now, their parents, and now that they're married especially. But at the time, they were in my care, and I was the one driving, and I was going to take them to the orphanage. And I was driving along, and all of a sudden, I looked around me and realized I missed a turn. Because there was a lake that was normally you could see it far off in the distance when you're supposed to turn. And so when I was right there approaching the lake, it was like, oh, girls, I've gone too far. I need to turn around and go back. To this day, I do not understand what happened. But I turned around in the road and headed back the other direction, and I ended up somewhere I had never been before. You'd think if you just do a U-turn, you'll get back to where you started. I don't understand still today what happened. But I ended up in a forest. And we ended up somewhere. I said, I do not know where we are at. So I pulled off alongside the road and got out. And most people, they were speaking Swahili. And there are some people that speak English. So I stopped and asked multiple people, I'm trying to get to this place. Can you tell me how to get to this town? And they would point and motion. I thought, okay, so I started out that way. But you know, there's a problem when someone gives you directions if they're not headed that way. There's a spiritual lesson this morning. There are a lot of people that will point you in the way and say, this is the way, go that way. I am not interested this morning spiritually in just following the direction that someone tells me. There are a lot of voices in our world today. There are a lot of preachers that will tell you different things. There's a lot of churches you can go to that will tell you different things. And you can find one that'll tell you what you want to hear. There are pressures being exerted right among God's people, friends, family, people that have attended services with you maybe and gone to camp meeting for years. Your family and your friends will try to say, go this way. But I want to tell you, I followed the instruction and I listened to what they told me. And I want to tell you, I got more lost. Because I was listening, I thought, you live here and surely you're telling me, yes, go this way. And I went that way and we were not on a main highway anymore. We ended up in a gravel road somewhere in a forest and nobody was around. And the car appeared to be overheating. And I have these two young girls with me. And I'm like, Lord, we need some help. Because I would say we were lost, but you know what? Responsibility lied with me. I was lost. And because I was lost, they were lost. If I would have known where I was going, they would have been fine. You know, there's a lesson for us to learn there too. When we begin to get lost spiritually, we're going to affect those that God has placed in our care. When I get lost spiritually, I'm going to have a great impact on my wife. When I get lost spiritually, I'm going to have a great impact on my children. And my wife may be saying, Michael, go down this way. And my boys and my children, Vanessa, they may be saying, Daddy, it'd go this way. But I want to tell you, I want to stop my ears this morning. I want to stop my ears to the voices around me. And I want to follow the one that knows the way. And so we ended up there. And we were talking. It's like we didn't know what to do. And so I had stopped the vehicle. You know, sometimes when you're lost, you just need to stop. Because when you don't stop and you just keep going places, you compound the problem sometimes. And you know what they say about men when they don't know where they're going? Yeah, that men kind of have a reputation of not asking. And you know, we didn't have Google up in that forest. You know, because today just pull it up and ask Google where to go. But you know, Google doesn't have the answers either. How many, I remember giving a graduation speech a few years ago in Guthrie, Google or God? I don't know how many of y'all were there. But too many times, even, and I dare say some of you might have done it, have spiritual questions and you Googled it. And then you can find what you want. You can find the answer that you want if you research long enough. Folks, Google's not going to get you to heaven. And I want us to know that even people that we love do not have the ability to get us to heaven. And so we were up there, and we had also made another stop before we ended up there where I had to just stop the vehicle. And I asked, and they didn't understand English very well, but I said the name of the town, so they pointed. And I thought, okay, I think we've got it. And I followed where they pointed, and I'll tell you, the result still ended us up lost. We were lost. I didn't know where we were. I didn't know what direction to go. I didn't know what to do. And here I'm thinking my car's breaking down. And I was hours and hours away from the orphanage. I was a long way from any place I could get a mechanic. And I'm not a mechanic. And I didn't have any tools anyway, even if I were. And we were just kind of in a pickle. We were in a mess. And so we stopped. And it's like, Lord, we need some help. And I'll tell you, we heard the sound of a vehicle coming. So we got out of the vehicle and we were staying alongside on this old road in the middle of nowhere. And a little car pulled up. And I think they could tell that we were lost. Do you know one of the things? And I'm not just talking about lost in sin. That's part of it. But sometimes we can start losing our bearings spiritually. And one of the most important things that we can do when we start losing our bearings is just to stop. I don't want to get any further away from the course that I need to be headed. And may I encourage us this morning, let's not be too proud to stop and ask for directions. Because if we're not willing to acknowledge we're lost, my wife and I have a little joke used to, I guess it's been a while, thank the Lord. But sometimes her keys, I said she lost her keys, and she said, I didn't lose them, I just misplaced them. I said, well, honey, where did you misplace them? I don't know. So they're lost. No, they're just misplaced. And we both knew what we were doing. It was we were having fun. But do you know, spiritually this morning, it's not fun. It's not fun when you start getting lost. But there are too many people that start to lose their way inside and outside of the church. And they want to find it all figured out. But if we've lost our bearings, we've got to get a compass. We've got to get something that will give us a true bearing on what to do. And the greatest thing we can do to start with is just acknowledge, you know what, I don't know where I'm at. And so this car came along, and I will tell you, there are no sweeter words to hear. We told these people, they stopped, and we said, we don't know where we're at. We're trying to get to this place. And they said, that's where we're going. Follow us. thank God that there was someone that didn't just point a direction. I want to follow someone that knows where they're going. I want to follow someone that knows the road. I don't want to follow a young person this morning that has never been down the road that says, well, do this, go there. I don't want to follow a church or a fellowship or a ministry or a family member that has all the answers seemingly, but when I look on their life, I don't see the anointing and the glory of God. I want to get instructions from those that know the way. And ultimately, that's Jesus Christ this morning. And so they said, follow us. And you know, it was so I could just relax. And I didn't even hardly need to know where I was. But I knew I'm following someone that's going to get me where I need to go. Saints, this morning, I know some of it is reiterating of the past few weeks. But we need to get our eyes on Jesus Christ and say, Lord, I'm going to follow you. And I'm going to follow the roadmap. I may not understand it. And I may really think I need to turn left, but if the person I'm following, if Jesus turns right, I'm going to turn right. If the Bible says go right, but I'm thinking, no, I really think left's going to get me there, I've got to remember I was disoriented. And I want to do what the map says. I want to do what Jesus taught us to do. And so I will just say, those words of follow us, it was so wonderful. Spiritually this morning, we can start losing our way sometimes. Saints of God can start losing their way. Well, when we acknowledge that we've lost our way, the Lord has an answer for us. There's a passage of Scripture in Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 6. It says, all we like sheep have done what? We've gone astray. Do you know that's all of us? Somewhere in our life, and some of us maybe more than once, all we like sheep have gone astray, and we have turned everyone to his own way. Children of God, can I enforce and reinforce this truth from the Scripture this morning, that there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of what? Of death. Can I be even more specific? Your way, and this is for me, that my way, my thinking is going to lead me to spiritual death. If you think this morning that you've got it all figured out and you think this is the way I'm going to do this, and you know that it is a departure from those that have walked this way successfully, you're going to find yourself lost. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man. And I don't want to get so caught up in my opinions and even my intellect and my ideas and my analysis that I start to follow what I think rather than humbly submitting and say, Lord, I want to follow the roadmap that you gave me. And when I hear the voice of the Spirit saying, as we heard this morning, this is the way, Lord, I want to listen and I want to humbly follow you. And if you've lost your way this morning, or if you find yourself that pretty soon when one person told us to go that way and we go that way and someone else tells us to go another way, I want to listen to one that will say, follow me. I've been there. I know where I'm going. Follow me. The irony of it is these people were headed to the hospital in that place. Do you know the Lord is interested in those that have needs and need healing this morning? But we're going to have to start following Him. And that means we sang that song, I Am Resolved. It means though friends don't go with me, though people I've attended camp meeting with are going a different direction, though my children may forsake that way, I want to stand in the way following Jesus Christ, because that's where I find healing to my spirit. That's where I have hope this morning. That's where I have confidence that I'm following one that has been to heaven. And when He came to this earth, He showed us the way to live. He taught us. So let's follow him this morning. Do you know how wonderful it is when you can just submit and you hear the Lord saying, follow me? It's like, well, I've been following this one, I've been following that one, but now I want to follow Jesus. And Brother Randy gave a Sunday school lesson last Sunday. Follow me even as I what? Follow Christ. So when you see God's blessings on people and you see them living a holy life, because isn't that the way Jesus leads us? In holiness? And you see God blessing that, I want to take note of that. I want to see what they did and what they didn't do, because if it worked for you, it can work for me. And ultimately, though, I'm looking beyond that. And I'm looking to the Savior, because He is the one that has heaven to give. And if we begin to stray and find ourselves that we're lost, you know, it's a desperate feeling when you're lost. It's a desperate feeling. But do you know the Lord, the Scripture says over in Luke 19 and 10, it says, for the Son of Man is come to what? To seek and to save them which are lost. Isn't that wonderful? That even though I may be sitting here this morning, I may be sitting in camp meeting, I may be living life, and all of a sudden I start to feel disoriented, that there's a Savior that comes along and says, Michael, you're getting off a little bit. You made a wrong turn. Do you know that we have to make changes in our life sometimes? Do you know the world is promoting change too, aren't they? The world is promoting change. They're promoting being different, being just making changes. But do you know this morning, if we're going to make changes, and I would challenge every individual, every family, and us as a congregation, change is not always wrong, okay? Change is not always wrong. But if we're going to make a change, I had a discussion, I think it's with a couple ministers quite a while back, and there were some discussions about some things. And as we walked away, my parting comment was, I'm not against change, but if we're going to change, it needs to be drawing us closer to God. So, are the changes that we think we need to make, this is the litmus test, are they drawing us closer to God? Because our way is going to lead to death. So when we start deviating from those that have walked this way before us, when we start deviating and we start rationalizing the roadmap, and we start redefining Christ to fit my way, we're going to end up in trouble. And so what we have to do is saying, Lord, tell me where to change. Not that I can be more like the world. When you see people changing, becoming more like the world, saints, do you know what the end result is? What is it? It's death. So are we going to be swayed this morning? Are we going to be swayed, or will we say, Lord, I want to follow Jesus. I'm following Jesus. Again, why do we do what we do? Because I want to be following Jesus. I want to be drawing closer to the Lord. I want to be more in the image of Christ. And when we feel people pushing and pulling and calling this way and that way, may we listen to the one that's saying, follow me. I will take you. I will show you the way. And this is where David said that he came to lead us beside still waters, didn't he? And he came to lead us in what kind of paths? The paths of righteousness for his name's sake. If we're following Jesus this morning, it's going to lead us in paths of righteousness. But the unfortunate reality is, among most Christian churches today and most fellowship, some of them which used to profess to be holiness people, in the name of updating, in the name of change, in the name of a superior intellectual plane, they have brought changes that have ended up eradicating a holy walk in their individual life, in their homes, in their congregations, and in those bodies of fellowships, in those people. What will we do this morning? Where do we want to end up this morning? I want to be following Jesus because it will take me down a path. And so the Lord has invited us this morning to follow Him, hasn't He? Follow me. And many times people want Jesus to follow them. They want Jesus to serve their purposes. They get in trouble, and where do they turn? They turn to Jesus, don't they? You know what I found? Oftentimes when people get in crisis, they're calling for prayer and they get real spiritual for a little time. But do you know what usually happens? Things settle back down and they go back to just their normal living and they start going their own way again. Because I'm not in trouble now. So they want Jesus to be their healer. They want Jesus to clean up their messes. They want Jesus to be there to help them in time of their trouble. And yet they're not willing to follow Jesus where He wants to lead. They don't want to go where He goes. They don't want to live like He lives. They don't want to give like He gives. They don't want to talk like He talks. And yet they say, I want Jesus to go with me. You know, there's something a little mixed up about that picture, isn't there? What would have y'all thought if that car that came and they said, follow me, I said, you know what, I need you. I need you. You all follow me. Come with me. And I would have got in front. Do you know that's what a lot of people are doing with the Lord this morning? They want the security of the presence of Jesus, of having a profession, of even being part of a group. And yet they're leading the way, asking Jesus to come with him. This morning, we need to be saying, Jesus, I want to follow you. I want to go where you want me to go. I want to become more in the image. When we decide to follow Jesus this morning, it will alter our path. It's going to change our course, and it's going to transform our perspectives when we're following Jesus. And if any man be in Christ, he's what? He's a new creature, because now I am in Christ and I'm following Him. I'm not dragging Christ along behind me, but I'm going where He goes, because I know what happens when I follow my way. It gets me further from God. It gets me closer to the world. Is it fair this morning to ask, as we examine our life, are we closer to the Lord this morning following Jesus than we were a few years ago? Or are we a little bit more like the world? Looking more like the world? Dressing more like the world? Going the places more the world goes with the fleshly entertainments? Having an attitude more like the world? Having a spirit of pride more like the world? Or can we say today, by the mercy of God, I'm becoming more in the image of Christ. He's been working on me. I'm not all there yet. I've got a long way to go. I'm not there, but I'm following Him to get to that place that I need to be. If we're not closer to the Lord in following Jesus this morning than we were a few years ago, we're in a dangerous place. The end result is going to be death. And our rationalizations and all of the people that we can line up on our list that back up and support what we are doing, they have no heaven to give. So Lord, help us to follow Jesus. Help us to get our eyes on Him. We are Christ followers this morning. That's what it means to be a Christian. We're to be Christ followers, not Christ fans. You know where fans spend their time? In the seats. And they can cheer, and they can you know, give an attaboy. And yet, they're not out on the field. They're not exercising themselves. We are not to be fans this morning, understand. We are to support Christ. We are to be there, but we are to be following Him. Jesus, you lead, and I'm going to be right behind you. If you... Think about a sports analogy. Lord, you get the ball. You have the ball. I'm going to be right behind you. I don't want to be on the sidelines. I don't want to be a bench boy. I don't want to have a form of godliness, but I want to be right in the heat of the battle. I want to be in the middle because we are in a spiritual battle this morning, saints. We're in a battle. We're in a battle for our lives. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness. We're in a battle this morning. But who's winning? We can be on the winning side when we're following Jesus, but if we're listening to these other voices and we're getting more like the world, we're losing. And we're going to lose our victory and our power. And I want to go back to something now this morning. Our own course is going to get us in trouble. And if I would have gone my own way, and I had Nicole and Rennell with me, now, just shortly after that, I told some guys for 20 cows. Anyway, that's another story. They weren't married at the time. But, and you can, those of you that know Africa know what I'm talking about. But they were unmarried, and some guys came around and started surrounding that car, and I came and saw them, and those were my charges. There were some influences there. I didn't want being exerted on those two young ladies. And I turned around, and I said, hey. And they took off running down that road. And I hollered after them, 20 cows. Well, if you're looking for a wife and you have 20 cows, you could get a good wife. But anyway, that's another story. However, those girls were in my charge. And do you realize that the Lord has entrusted in our charge this morning? If you have children this morning, you have someone in your charge. You have something valuable. If you're married this morning, a husband or wife, you've got someone in your charge. And you have responsibility. And we cannot force anyone to serve the Lord. I can't force my wife. I can't force my grown children. But do you know I still have a young one in the home? And do you know I can enforce home rules? I can enforce the rules of the home regardless of where her heart is to show her this is the way to follow Jesus. And I want our home to be a refuge from the world. I don't want the world to creep into my home to be able to feed, even if there is a desire in my heart's children to pull them away. I want to feed them with godliness. I want my home to be a place that they can learn about God and ultimately see Jesus in my life. And so then when we have someone in our charge, the congregation, do you realize this morning that what you do affects the whole congregation? And so then it's not just about me. I can say, I think I can do it and still be saved. But what is it going to do for you? If you see me getting closer to the world, is it going to have any effect on anybody else? My advice to you is close your eyes to me and follow Jesus. Don't allow my compromise, if I were to do that, to deter you. But the reality is we have an impact on one another. And I want us to make it to heaven, but the answer is going to be in following Jesus. And so we have great responsibility this morning. And I had a responsibility to those girls that were with me not to act like I was going the right way. But I told them, I said, you know what? I don't know where I'm at. We need some help here. And you know, I didn't lose face. I think you could probably, I didn't lose face with them to just acknowledge I was lost. Spiritually, sometimes, folks, the Lord's calling for some changes. Lord, I've made some changes here that it's not taking me the direction I thought it would. Lord, it's not getting me closer to God. I'm getting more like the world. And here I thought that was going to be the answer. Folks, the world is not the answer this morning. The answer is not to go find someone that will agree with me. The answer is to say, Lord, I want your way. I want to get in the spiritual battle. And there's battles, but I want to follow Jesus because I want those that are around me to be able to look at my life and say, oh, I see Jesus and I understand now. I understand the way to go. So, I'm thankful the Lord allows U-turns. I'm thankful that He allows when He says, follow me. I'm thankful that I can say I'm following Jesus now and I'm in a safe place. We were about to head in this message where Justin ended up with the scripture in 1 Peter, but we may pick that up again. So I guess the Lord's not done with this. But the Lord has called us. And let me just read that first verse in 1 Peter 2, and then we'll just come back to it, Lord willing, another Sunday. For even hereunto were ye called. So we've been called. Because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example. That what? That ye should follow in His steps. I want to follow in the steps of Jesus this morning. I don't want to follow the world. I don't want to follow those that have gotten fanatic and those that have compromised. I don't want to follow my family members that are walking away from God. I don't want to follow ministers and fellowships and groups that have this intellectual enlightenment that I don't see it bringing greater anointing in their life. I want to keep my eyes fixed on Jesus and follow Him. And if I realize I've made some changes that are not taking me closer to Christ, you know, I'm so thankful the Lord's had mercy on me here, that He's allowed me to make some re-changes. I don't even know if that's a word. But see, a change is you've changed something one way, you've altered course. The Lord allows us to re-alter. He allows us to correct. Thank you for that synonym. He allows us to correct and get back on the path. So I would like to challenge us this week. As you go home this week, would you examine your life? Would you examine your home life, your family life? Would you examine your personal walk with God and say, Lord, am I closer to You today than I was last year, than I was a few years ago? And if not, why not? What changes have we made? And the Lord's saying, it's okay. You got off on the wrong road. We've all done it. On these roads out here, and we've done it spiritually. And the Lord says, come on, I'll show you the way. What sweeter words to hear when we've lost our way, to hear the Lord say, follow me. Amen.